Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be with you. Actually, I'm coming to you today from Fort Myers, Florida. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's kick things off with prayer as we do each day. Today, we want to do the prayer to keep the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God Almighty, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us today by your mighty power, so that we may not fall into any sin, and that all our words may so proceed and all our thoughts and actions be so directed as to be always just in your sight. Through Christ our Lord, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, it is really great to be able to start another week with you. We've got a good show today for you. Coming up later on the program, we're going to be joined by Jeff Blackwell. Now, the name might not be familiar, but his voice certainly is familiar. You hear him every day on Spirit in the Morning. Also, Kevin Vost will be here shortly to continue, or really to wrap up, his series on the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned, I'm in Florida. My friends, I'm sorry about that. It just worked out that way. Now, before the show started, I was texting my friends Dave and Frank. They're giving me a hard time, so I'm not really sure if anybody is with me today or if I'm doing this show by myself. Let's give this a try. I hear the laughter.
Well, you're asking for prayers on Saturday for traveling to Florida. And I'm sitting here looking at this weather report saying, wait a second.
I know.
I'm seeing 18 to 24 inches or Florida. I think I would choose Florida. Mm-hmm.
I hear you. It's so amazing how this worked out. But, yes, I am leading a parish
mission. We're the ones who need the prayer, brother.
All right. Hey.
Good morning,
Jerry. All right, you two. You two clowns. Listen, we got a show to do. We can talk about this offline. All right, guys, let's talk about this. Let's address the elephant in the room, the weather. It's looking pretty iffy.
We have an elephant in the room. Come on. We went out and got one, right?
Stop talking about me sitting in the room today.
Ooh.
So what do we think? How's it looking? We're going to do the forecast, but it's looking like we're going to get some snow.
It's actually fascinating to watch because, you know, I was kind of stuck watching the various newscasts this morning.
We were just talking about that.
Every newscast seems to be slightly different, but all saying bad. Don't get me wrong. They're all basically saying bad. But it's kind of interesting. Normally, at this point, they've all converged to kind of a singular story. And, you know, right now, it's still pretty bad. You know, they're calling in most areas anywhere from, I'm seeing calls from 6 to 10 on one newscast to 18 plus on other newscasts. Yeah. So, you know,
I've seen 6 to 8. I think we're talking degrees of bad, right?
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But no matter what, it's really important to be safe out there. It's important. This is a great time. Spend time with your family. Spend time in prayer. If you're, check on people that are near you that may need assistance. That's a great way to show our faith. Help people that may be in need because they need help digging out or they need help, make sure they have food, that they're doing okay, et cetera. You know, but definitely
great point, Frank.
They're calling for some bad things over the next few days. The winds seems to be picking up in the size of winds.
Yeah.
Just north of us, they're starting to put out some blizzard watches that may certainly drift to our area as well. So you're looking at wind gusts 35, 40 miles an hour, sustained winds over 3 hours. That's what makes a blizzard. And so ultimately, this is a time for us to come together, spend time with family, enjoy that, the time in the house.
Kind of hunker down.
Hunker down. You know, of course, we'll all probably go out for our milk and eggs, even if we don't use those things. I have to. It's really funny. Driving up here, I realized I have to get gas because I didn't get gas over the weekend. And, of course, everybody's going to be getting gas, although everybody's going to refuse to drive in this.
Exactly.
Everybody's going to be at the gas station today when I go to get my gas. So,
exactly.
I'll be one of those.
Just in case.
Not intentionally. I actually do need gas.
Exactly. I did on the way up. I had a stop on the way up. So, well, Gare. How's the weather?
How's Florida? Hey,
how's Florida?
Jealous.
Well, We'll get to that. But let me, seriously, guys, let me do the forecast right now. Currently, it is 22 degrees. Because what I want to do is, we're not here to panic anyone.
Nah.
We want you to be safe, but we want to give you the true story. Right now, 22 degrees today, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Tonight, snow mainly after 9 a.m. And, of course, this is for the Philadelphia area, this forecast. Could be heavy at times, low around 29. Tuesday, snow mainly before 3 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of 5 to 9 inches possible. And then they said for tonight, 2 to 4 inches. I don't know if you add the two of them together, but we're going to get some snow. Mm-hmm. And, guys, with that in mind, there's a very good chance that tomorrow's show and even possibly Wednesday's show, we might do a best of, correct?
That is correct. And, you know, ultimately, it's for the safety of, you know, well, not you, Gary, because you could, you're where you're at. But for, you know, instead of
we keep rubbing it in.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry
can that. You tell we're jealous?
Listen, I don't blame you guys.
So, you know, ultimately, just for the safety of not having to have people drive into the station, especially that early in the morning, and
right.
the road crew's chances to clear everything off, there's definitely a possibility Tuesday and Wednesday that we will do a best of.
Right, so we just wanted to put that out there. You never know. It could be a bust, but it's looking increasingly obvious that we're going to have a major snowstorm.
Exactly.
And you know what? If it makes you feel any better looking at the forecast this morning, the New York City area is going to get slammed even worse than we are. They're talking blizzard there.
Exactly.
And I guess
they have the blizzard warning, exactly.
Right, yeah. Right.
And so the other thing I was going to say, if anyone has ideas or shows that they would love to listen to as a best of, you know, email me, frank@holyspiritradio.org. It's, you know, ultimately, it's always there's so many great shows to choose from. I have a few ideas in my mind, but, you know, if someone says, hey, I remember this show about this, email me. You know, we may be able to make that work.
We're open to it, folks.
Either this week or another time. The fact is, you know, love to deliver what people would want.
That's right. That's what we try to do here. How was the weekend, boys?
Hey, Nova's the number one seed.
That's right.
So we have Nova as a number one seed. Archbishop Wood, we talked about on Friday, they won their first round. That's a good weekend.
Life is good. Life is good.
Nova won the Big East tournament, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's big news down here, even. And you know what? You know what's funny? When I got here, I'm staying at the rectory at Our Lady of Light Parish in Fort Myers. I got here, and I'm seeing this Philadelphia paraphernalia in the rectory. I really didn't know the priests who were here. Well, it turns out there's two priests here. They're oblates of St. Francis de Sales. Mm. They're both from Philly, and they're huge Philly sports fans. So,
wow, when I was at Archbishop Wood, the oblates were there. I was literally there from 86 through 90.
Mm-hmm.
I was there 86 through 90, so I spent 4 years with the oblates.
Mm. Very interesting. Well, the priest, Father Hugh, who's here, I don't know. He was at Wood at one time. So I don't know.
I know Father Hugh.
You do? Oh, that's so funny.
What a small
world.
He's
the pastor.
Oh,
he's the pastor at the parish here.
That's
pretty funny. A road trip, Frank.
Come on down, Frank. It's not too late.
I don't think my wife would be so thrilled. Hey, hey, Carolyn, I'm going to go to Florida right now just to join Gary.
Yeah. Yes. Get reacquainted with my old pal, Father Hugh.
Oh, man. Oh, this is something. All right, guys, what do you think? I think it's time to read the gospel. Let's take a look at today's gospel. Again, it's a tough one. These Lenten Gospels are not easy. Jesus is really, really giving us some tough instructions here. But let's do it. The Gospel today, this is Monday of the second week of Lent. The Gospel comes from the Gospel comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 36 through 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." During Lent, guys, we're called to focus on ourselves and to look internally and see the problem areas of our lives and to repent, to admit that we have done something wrong. And then we turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, we're sorry. Please forgive us. We want to get closer to you." And that's what we typically think of during Lent. But this message from Jesus is, it even raises the bar, because now he's saying, all right, you'll be forgiven. You come to me as many times as you want, you'll be forgiven to the extent that you forgive the other people who have wronged you. That's challenging, my friends.
Sorry,
what are you
I'm
laughing
actually,
about Parker.
I'm sorry. Laughing at my wife. My wife just texted me to be very clear that I'm not going to Florida.
But seriously, that message is a tough message for us. Yes, we've got to learn to forgive people and to not judge other people. That's one of our big messages on this show.
Yeah, I think ultimately it's judging what we do in our own actions. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start to judge others, you know, you oftentimes you're just trying to basically say, I'm good because they're bad. And that's not,
yes.
That's not my, what I would see is the way Jesus led us, you know, led the way. You know, he was all about mercy. He was all about forgiveness. And we sometimes forget that. And I mm-hmm. think that makes it, and some of that's human nature, and I get it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's kind of always best to look at, what can I do? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And ask those questions. And I think the more you do that, the better you are as a human being.
Absolutely.
But you know what? We're all sinners, and we all mess up too.
Yep. That's right. That's right. And you know, Frank, we have to look around us and ask ourselves, who's that person in my life that I'm not forgiving? Maybe somebody, and we keep replaying that offense. Somebody did something to me. Am I forgiving that person? Am I praying for, even if I can't speak to that person for whatever reason, am I praying? Am I saying, Lord, bless this person who I can't stand, this person who really offended me? I can say that. It doesn't mean I have to like that person, but I can say those words.
Yeah, and I think we all get caught up in it. I definitely have quite often. You know, you have this reaction to someone or something that happens, and you just immediately go to it. And, you know, sometimes you do have to sit back and say, oh, I did that wrong. Mm-hmm. I should just pray for this person. Hopefully they'll see the right way. Mm-hmm. And you know, but it's sometimes hard, too.
And what they also say is, like, who does it hurt most if we are unforgiving? It hurts us, you know, from growing, and it keeps us in a bad place, you know? So we have
that
to be
so
careful.
True.
We have to be careful.
Robin just texted me to ask if she can come to Florida with me.
So your daughter wants to come. That's amazing. Oh, man. Hey, plenty of room here. The whole Eliason family can come if they want. We could have fun. We really do.
How far from spring training are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, the Red Sox and the Twins train in Fort Myers, so, and then we're 2 hours away from Clearwater. So, man, we can have lots of fun. We can do the show here. We can just hang out, yeah. Whatever you guys want.
As when we go to break.
Yeah. When we come back from the break, Jeff Blackwell is going to join us. He's a very familiar voice on Spirit in the Morning. Don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 13th. Today we celebrate Saint Leander of Seville. Leander grew up to be a fervent Catholic, although his family was heavily influenced by Arianism, a heresy that denied the divinity of Christ. He entered a monastery as a young man and spent 3 years in prayer and study. At the end of that tranquil period, he was made a bishop. For the rest of his life, he worked strenuously to fight against heresy. The death of the anti-Catholic king in 586 helped Leander's cause. He and the new king worked hand in hand to restore orthodoxy and renew a sense of morality. Leander succeeded in persuading many Arian bishops to change their loyalties. He helped Catholicism to flourish in Spain at a time of political and religious upheaval. As Bishop of Seville, Leander introduced the practice of reciting the Nicene Creed at Mass, seeing it as a way to help reinforce the faith of his people. Leander died around the year 600. In Spain, he is honored as a doctor of the church. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Life seems like an uphill battle, like more than you can handle. But we have a hope that it's real, and there's power that lives inside us. We were made with hearts like lights, and are given a spirit of fear. Your strength inside us, we are fighters, made to rise. Faith alive, we're standing 10 feet high. We're not giving up. When struggles come, they're not big enough. Ooh, there's no stopping us. We're fearless inside, we're walking like giants. We're not giving up. With every step, he's still here with us. Whatever comes our way, we'll be walking like giants, walking like giants. Ooh. It might seem like the biggest mountains got you surrounded, but there's a God above it all. Fearless inside, we're walking like giants. We're not giving up. With every step, he's still here with us. Whatever comes our way, we'll be walking like giants, walking like giants. Oh, we're walking like giants. Whatever may come, we're rising above.
Inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. It's 7:17 right now. That voice you just heard is a voice that you hear every day on Spirit in the Morning. He's someone who's a good friend, and I'm so glad to finally get him on the show. We're going down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana right now to talk to my good buddy, Jeff Blackwell. Jeff, brother, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Gary. It's so good to be with you this morning.
Man, it's so great to have you with us on the program. Jeff, first of all, I want to publicly thank you for doing those spots for the program. When I first started this show, you're the first guy I thought of. I said, I need to get Jeff's voice on the program. So thank you, brother.
it's an absolute honor, first of all, Gary, because I feel like, you know, we are on the same team here, so we got to help one another. And it was a real pleasure. In fact, we need to update those. We need to do some more.
Thank you for saying that, because we were talking about that. We want to do some summer ones, talking about the Jersey Shore and all. Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. We're going to talk to you about that. Hey, brother, I wanted to ask you, you've got quite a long career doing radio. Can you tell us a little bit about your background, how you first got involved in radio?
So you're saying I'm old, Gary. That's what you're saying.
Hey, man, everybody's mad at me today, Jeff. These guys are mad because I'm in Florida, and now I insulted you. I'm not doing too well today.
No.
He escaped to Florida.
No.
Come on.
Listen, I've been doing this for a long time, and I guess it would be rather be in Florida. But, Andy, I don't know. I felt like there was this call to be in radio even when I was a kid. I was just fascinated with what the DJs did, and a whole host of stories that good to tell you how, you know, God opened the doors for me to get into it. But my parents were missionary Baptists, and they were on fire. In fact, they actually started 3 churches from scratch. We had meetings in our living room. So I grew up Protestant. And I married a wonderful Catholic girl, and she prayed for me for 17 years before I finally converted to the Catholic faith, and I went through RCIA. And I highly recommend anyone who is even remotely interested in the Catholic faith to have these questions, and a lot of them, I'll tell you, a lot of misinformation about Catholic. RCIA will clear that up with you with no obligation, and it's absolutely free.
Hey, Gary, this is Dave. Jeff, is your wife's name Monica by any chance? She prayed for you for years?
St. Monica, yeah, that's funny.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist, sorry.
That's funny, right? No, my lovely wife is Diane. In fact, this week, this Thursday, we celebrate our 43rd anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. Now, Jeff, how did you get involved? Now, you did radio throughout your life. How did you get involved in Catholic radio? Because now you're one of the co-hosts for the Wake Up program, which I'm going to be on in the next hour in Louisiana. How did you get involved in Catholic radio?
Well, here again, it was, you know, God's plan is already set into motion, I think, when we're born. We just don't know it, and we don't know what path it's going to take or how fast it will happen. But after 17 years on the air and then putting in probably about another 10 years, I had my own business, audio production and recording. A dear friend of mine who incidentally worked with my daughter, my youngest daughter, who had been in broadcasting for 11 and a half years, this guy retired and knew a friend who wanted to start a station. So this friend says, who can we get to help us out? And they came to me, and I knew a lot about the technical end and building a studio, production, programming, that sort of thing. So that's kind of how I wound up getting into Catholic radio. But it wasn't until a couple of years in that I realized, oh, what God has been preparing me for.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because one of your favorite, I would call this your motto, Jeff, and you've said this to me on a number of times when we talk. I was going through some tough times in the past year or so that we've known each other, and I would call you, and you were great. You helped me out. One of your mottos is just trust. You're a big believer in God's providence. Jeff, somebody out there right now is looking at a situation that appears to be hopeless. Everything looks dark. What would you say to that person?
I mentioned my daughter. 4.5 years ago, she had a 33 years old, never been married, no kids, you know, really not any serious relationship. She loved broadcasting. She had a brain bleed, and the stroke, which we thought was a mini stroke, turned out to be quite devastating. And I'll never forget the evening we were in, my wife and I were in the waiting room, knowing that there was nothing we could do, so we went home after we laid down and held hands to pray. Said, like, you know, really, this is out of our hands. All we could do is say, God, your will be done. She died 5 days later and left a real void, still does to this day in our lives. Yeah. And then add to that, I have a son who is an opiate addict. And, you know, it was easy. If I were God, that mentality, it would be easy to say, God, you took the wrong one. Barry Ann was such a good kid and so focused and trying to serve you. But yet here's this one that's wandering out there and been in and out of jail. And, you know, we question ourselves, but then my wife and I recently had to go through this situation of, you know, hands-off, tough love, and say, listen, you've chosen your path. We're out of your lives, and we just have to put you in God's hands. So we're going to trust God. And for years I've been saying, and it wasn't until I was about 50 that I realized, you know, that when it really gets down to it, I wake up in the morning, put my feet on the floor, and say, thank you for another day, Father, and I'm trusting you this day, because that's all I've got, and you really get down to it.
Jeff, so many people struggle with that. It's hard, especially with your loved ones. It's hard to let them go. It's hard to say, Lord, take care of them. Even though these situations are often out of our control, we sometimes fight it. We want to control the uncontrollable. But there's a peace that comes with saying, Lord, your will be done, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And recently, as I mentioned, my son was going through another tough time. He'd been on and off the wagon for so many years. Mm-hmm. And it was finally when we said, you know, my wife and I had realized that we were the enablers. We helped keep him through the guise of helping him, but we helped keep him addicted. So it's when we said, okay, God, we give him to you. There's nothing more we can do, so we're going to trust you. Mm-hmm. It was tough, but at the same time, there was such peace.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of peace that there's no dollar amount you can put on that. And as it turns out, in a very short time, in 3 weeks, he wound up in a faith-based recovery program, which it's a one-year program. And he told me, he says, Dad, you know what? I feel like I've been running from God all my life, and I nearly lost it. There it is. God has his treasure. He is molding and making into his image what he wants of my son.
Wow. Praise God.
Yeah, Jeff, that's so powerful. And I prayed for him this morning, and I'll continue to do so. I know everybody listening will be praying for. This is Patrick, correct?
Yeah, his name's Patrick. And
We're going to be praying for him.
Man, I certainly appreciate that. Hey, Gary, one prayer that you taught me that I passed along to him, and it's like you don't have to conjure up anything. You don't have to, you know, psych yourself into believing something. Just simply say, come, Holy Spirit. Shortest prayer in the world, and it works. Yeah. It works. You just trust.
It does. It does, brother. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. Where can we have about less than a minute left before we go to break. Where can we follow you online? You do a lot of great voiceover work. Where's the best place online where we can follow you?
Well, my website, which is not too up-to-date, but it's jeffblackwell.us, and you can email me at jeffblackwellus@gmail.com.
Great. Jeff Blackwell, you are amazing, brother. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm gonna be on your show in the next hour, so I'll be talking to you again shortly. Jeff, thanks for inspiring me and for being a good friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for your prayers. God bless you. God bless Dave.
All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank Jeff
you, Jeff Blackwell. Well, what a good man. Finally got him on the program again. You hear him every day on the show. I think he's on the show more than I am. He's such a good guy. Check him out, jeffblackwell.us. He's got some amazing voiceover there on the website. Very talented guy. When we come back from break, our buddy Dr. Kevin Vost will be here to wrap up his series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So don't go anywhere. Grab yourself another cup of coffee. We're going to be here for the rest of the hour, and I hope you'll be here as well. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Residents from the mid-Atlantic to the Northeast who enjoyed temperatures in the 60s just last week could be shoveling snow this week as a major snowstorm bears down on them. The heaviest snow is expected tomorrow morning, but could start tonight. In Washington, the Congressional Budget Office is expected to issue a report as early as today that could impact Republican chances of passing their health overhaul, which repeals President Obama's signature legislation. The report is expected to conclude that the GOP plan will mean fewer Americans with health insurance, but Republicans say that's only because their plan eliminates a government requirement to be insured. Pope Francis has prayed for the 39 girls killed and others injured in the blaze that began in a Guatemalan youth shelter when mattresses were set alight in a protest by those living there. The Holy Father also prayed during his Angelus address that God console the victims' families. He added that he was praying and asked others to do likewise, quote, for all the girls and boys who are victims of violence, maltreatment, exploitation, and war. And Villanova is the first overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tournament as it pursues a second straight national championship. Kansas is number one in the Midwest, and North Carolina has the top seed in the South, while Gonzaga heads the West region. The tournament begins today and tomorrow with opening round games. Things get into full swing on Thursday. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
In October 2009, Washington, D.C. police officer Jason Medina heard gunshots while on patrol in Ward 7. When he arrived at the scene, he drew his weapon on the shooter. It was a 15-year-old boy who surrendered. That incident brought Medina back to his own troubled youth in Harlem, New York, where he was part of a program called Harlem RBI, which stands for Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities. It gave him the confidence, work ethic, and opportunity to build a better future. Medina thought, it's time to bring youth baseball to Ward 7. He recruited coaches and mentors and cleaned up a local field filled with beer bottles and hypodermic needles. Local youth got involved, and they're now channeling their energies in a positive direction.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And be, just be. spree.
And that was Breathe by Johnny Diaz. I'm Gary Zimak. The time right now is 7:34, and of course you're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Well, over the past several weeks, we have been blessed to be able to discuss the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, with Dr. Kevin Vost, who is the author of the excellent, and I mean excellent with a capital E book, Seven Gifts of the Holy Spirit, Every Spiritual Warrior's Guide to God's Invincible Gifts. Kevin is here with us once again. I wanted to get him back on the show to wrap up the series and to really summarize where we go from here. Dr. Kevin Vost, good morning.
Good morning, Gary, from snowy Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, Kevin. Everybody's mad at me today because I'm in Fort Myers, Florida, leading a parish mission. I don't want to tell you what the temperature is here, but it's nice and warm.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. But, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us today on the program. I wanted to wrap up this series. You've been gracious to be with us each week over the past 7 weeks to talk about these gifts of the Holy Spirit. But you know, here's the deal. I wanted to summarize today, because we know now we have these gifts, these tremendous gifts of the Holy Spirit. We first receive them at baptism, then they're strengthened at confirmation. But, Kevin, sometimes we look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit as written in sacred scripture and taught by the Catholic Church, and we look at our lives and we don't see evidence of those fruits. What could be the problem?
Yeah, and I'll maybe briefly just lay out the fruits from the scriptures and tradition. They're in Galatians. Yeah, sure. Galatians 5:22-23. So St. Paul has told us about these. And the church lists them as charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, chastity. So these wonderful things that we enjoy and that perfect us, they're flowing to us, you know, through the graces of the Holy Spirit, the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, the gifts themselves. So yeah, why don't we often, you know, why don't we experience them? Well, you know, when St. Paul lays these out, he's contrasting them first with what he calls, you know, the works of the flesh. All these, you know, sinful behaviors we're drawn towards, immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, so on. All these various works of the flesh. So if we're not seeing these fruits in us, you know, the Holy Spirit's given us these gifts so we can produce and enjoy these fruits. So if we're not seeing them in us, expressed in our lives, chances are we're mired in those works of the flesh. We're operating at our lower animal level, focused on, you know, pleasures and emotions and passions, rather than the great, you know, intellect and will, the reason that God has given us, perfected even beyond our own capacities by the Holy Spirit. So it's really a matter of, to some extent, of just being open to the Holy Spirit, recognizing that those gifts are there for us to produce those fruits.
So would you say a first step would be to pray the prayer, come Holy Spirit, and really to give him permission to operate in our lives? Would that be a good first step?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And it's simple, literally simple of prayer, ask, come Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Can set this in motion. No, it makes us aware of the gifts that are already there, makes us, you know, fully amenable to put to use these wonderful things the Holy Spirit has given us. Because, you know, we said too, these works of the flesh operate through our bodily passions and desires. Those gifts of the Holy Spirit help us harness those desires because they're good things. You know, that
right.
We desire food and sexual contact and so forth. There's a good reason for those. And when we make ourselves amenable to the Holy Spirit stirring, we're going to use them the way God intended. We're going to love instead of lust and eat in such a way that makes our bodies healthy rather than corrupts them and so forth.
I think one of the positive things about looking at these fruits of the Holy Spirit, because sometimes you can look at them and say, wow, this is really depressing because I'm looking at this list. I don't exhibit a lot of these on a regular basis. But to look at them and really to view them as a goal, and you know that we can live like this, and we can begin to display these fruits because we have the power of the Holy Spirit. To me, that's a very comforting thought.
Yeah, oh, I agree. When we see these manifested in others, I mean, of course, the saints manifest these, you know, and we study their lives and learn about that, and, you know, we're so impressed with that. They lift us up. It can encourage us to think, You know, the Holy Spirit has given us the same kind of gifts. What can we do to embrace them, show these fruits to others? Because, you know, Christ said, you know, by its fruit, a tree is known. So can we go out there, produce these fruits, so people will know not just us, but know the Holy Spirit who's acting in us. So they will say that prayer, you know, come Holy Spirit, come to me.
Now, while it is important to pray for these fruits to be shown, to be exhibited in our lives, and for us to be able to really let the Holy Spirit work, sometimes, Kevin, when I look at the fruit of patience, for example, it's not simply just a matter, and we talked about this before, it's not simply just a matter of me praying for patience, but there's some effort beyond that on my part involved, isn't there?
That's right. Like for a fruit like patience, right? We can pray for it. We have to also try to put it into action. So kind of pray for it. So the next time a person tests my patience, you know, annoys me, can I prepare myself in advance and say, this time I'm not going to lash back at them. You know, I'm going to slow down, recognize they're a child of Christ, that realize maybe what they're doing somehow makes sense to them. And let that patience, you know, be expressed in me. I'll, you know, embrace that fruit. And who knows what impact it might then have that on that other person if you have not lashed back.
That's the tough part, because it's easy for me to pray for things, but when I'm in the situation, because, you know, Kevin, when you pray for patience, you're going to get these people sent into your lives who really will test that patience. But the Holy Spirit just doesn't take us over and work through us. He gives us, we get the grace to be able to rise above that situation and to display patience, but that takes effort on my part sometimes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. With all this, you know, we need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And if we have made serious sins, we need to embrace the sacraments, reconciliation, so that our sins may be forgiven, all those graces may, you know, flow again, you know, unimpeded. So yes, we are to cooperate in the way we act, in the way that we, you know, cooperate with and embrace the sacraments of the church.
And it's good to know that it's possible. I think that's what comforts me when I look at these fruits and know that I've got the Holy Spirit. He's working in me. And I've gotten to the point, I still have a long way to go, and I really think we work on this. We'll be working on this for the rest of our lives. But sometimes I look at these fruits, I think about really all that you have talked about in the past several weeks, and I get comforted with the thought that, well, you know, if I fully cooperate with the Holy Spirit and let him do his thing, I really can become a more patient person. I really can experience peace. I really can show love and joy in my life. And that makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, in this metaphor, the fruits, God is giving us these to us to refresh us. So we'll enjoy them. So it's a positive experience and one that shows forth to others. Then therefore may help draw them closer to God.
Yeah, and I think Lent's a great time to really work on this, isn't it?
You know, absolutely. A wonderful time, you know, to draw into the things of the Spirit, the great things that Christ has made possible for us. Of course, Christ himself would be the model of these fruits. If one might go through that list of the fruits, and charity, joy, peace, patience, and so on, and just think how each one of these is manifested to its perfection in the words and deeds of Christ.
That's a great reminder, because you know what we do so many times? We'll look at somebody else, we'll compare ourselves to someone. And it's funny, we always tend to pick that person who's a little bit more sinful than we are, and we start to make ourselves feel good. Well, I'm better than that guy. That Dave Parker, he's always talking about.
Hey, I knew that was
coming.
I was thinking of Gary. I know Gary.
I'm surprised it took this long. But Kevin, when we compare ourselves to Jesus, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, say we can kind of move up the ladder, compare ourselves to the saints. Oh, wow, that's very impressive. Then we have to remember, even though those great saints, they are trying to imitate Christ in their own lives. You know, Christ is the ultimate perfection there, the ultimate model for all of us, for us and for the great saints.
Yeah. Kevin, again, I'm so grateful that you've done this series. We're definitely going to have you back on the show again. Thank you for all of your work. Where is the best place where we can follow you online? You do speaking engagements as well, or maybe to bring you out to speak at a parish?
Oh, sure. For speaking, I usually go through the CMG booking site. And my own website is drvost.com, just drvost.com.
And you've got a number of books out there, several of which I'm a big fan of your work. You have really helped me tremendously, and it's really great to get to know you better and to have you on the program. Hopefully we get to meet in person one day.
Hey, Gary.
I'll look forward to it.
And Dr. Vost, hey, we're not really mad at Gary. for being in Florida.
Oh, yes, they are. They're mad at me, Kevin.
No, we're not. We just love razzing you, brother. Come on.
They're not exhibiting the fruits of the Holy Spirit to me, Kevin. They're being very mean to me. I'll just tell. And you're probably mad at me, too, because you're dealing with the snow.
My snow, it's very beautiful, though. I don't think I'm going to go lay out in on a towel or anything, a beach towel or anything, but it's beautiful to look at. I'm not going to complain.
It is. Dr. Kevin Vos, thank you again. God bless you, brother.
Oh, you too. You're most welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, Dave Parker, you are so mean, but I deserve it. I deserve
no, you
it
don't, man. You know we're just messing with you.
Let's be honest. I've been sending you pictures from Florida. I've been texting you guys pictures, too. So, you know what? But it's fun. We have a good time in the program. Kevin did such a great job on this series. I really enjoyed
having
him.
Yes, he did.
On.
Yes, he did. I'm going to miss him, too.
Me, too.
We'll have to have him back, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we will. Definitely. Definitely have him back. Please check out his website, drvost, drvost.com. After this, you're going to hear the Best Lent Ever segment by Matthew Kelly. We'll do our song, and then we'll come back and do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. Remember to follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. I'm Gary Zimak. The time is 7:46. We'll be right back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
So hopefully you're finding these reflections helpful. Hopefully they're speaking into you and speaking into your life in a really practical way. I think that's one of the things we really strive for here at Dynamic Catholic is to speak into your life in powerful ways, but also in very, very practical ways, ways that you can take out and live today, tomorrow, the next day. One of the things that changed my life is the idea I want to talk to you about today. And when I say it changed my life, I mean it completely changed my life. It completely changed my approach to God and my faith and spirituality. And it's the idea that everything we do as Christians can be transformed into prayer. St. Paul said, pray constantly. Now, we obviously can't go into church all day and just pray all the time. And even if we could go into church all day and pray all the time, then we'd have to sleep at some point. We have to go home and sleep at some point. So what did Paul mean when he said pray constantly? What did he have in mind? And what he had in mind was this incredible idea that everything we do can be transformed into prayer, even sleeping. We can offer our sleep as a prayer. The idea that every hour of every day can be offered to God for a different reason. And I talk to people about this in different ways. You know, maybe you want to set an alarm on your clock or on your phone. It just beeps every hour, and every hour you just take 10 seconds and say, all right, God, I'm going to offer the next hour of my life and of my work, and I'm going to offer it to you as a prayer for my friend Joe, who's struggling with cancer at this moment. Or I'm going to offer it as a prayer for this couple who are struggling in their marriage at the moment. Or I'm going to offer it for one of my children. I'm going to offer it for my parents. Whatever, you pick any intention you want, but every day, every hour, as that alarm goes off, you just take 10 seconds and say, all right, God, offer the next hour of my work or the next hour of my life as a prayer for this intention. It's 10 seconds out of every hour. But it changes the way we live. It changes the way we work. And when I first heard of the idea, I was still a student, and it changed the way I studied. Because if you really think about offering an hour to God as a prayer for an intention that's important to you, you approach that hour differently. You just approach that hour with a completely different awareness. And I think that's part of the problem. I think part of our problem is, you know, we're just not that conscious as we go through the days and the weeks and the months of our lives. And a lot of the various aspects of, you know, our Christian spirituality are just designed to wake us up, because sometimes we really can be sleepwalking through life. And so if it's time to do the dishes and you hate doing the dishes, will you, you do the dishes as, and you offer it as a prayer for some particular intention, and you do it well, and you pay attention to the details of the work, and you do it with joy. Even though you hate doing it, you do it with joy, and you offer that as a prayer. Maybe you hate mowing the lawn. Maybe that's your thing. But every moment of every day can be transformed into prayer. And as we grow in this awareness, it changes the way we live, but it also changes the way we love. Imagine being loved by someone who's that aware.
That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Broken.
And that was Love and the Outcome, the name of this song, The God I Know. We want you to know the God that we know here at Spirit in the Morning. That's why we do the show. I'm Gary Zimak. Your time right now is 7:55. Great show today. Thank you to all of our guests, Mr. Jeff Blackwell, Dr. Kevin Vost, and, of course, Matthew Kelly for the Best Lent Ever segment. I love those segments each day. And the reminder today is whatever you're doing, even if it's something you don't like, offer it up as prayer. It's amazing how that can just transform your whole attitude. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes from John 14:27. The words of Jesus, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. That is an incredible message, and it's a message I'm getting ready to deliver in this parish mission that I'll be leading today in Fort Myers. The message is this: peace, the peace of the Lord, can coexist even with the most severe problems in your life. The world's message is, if you're going to be peaceful, you need to get rid of all your problems. We're never going to do that. The Lord's message is, you stay with me, you get to know me, you pray to me every day, we'll walk together, and you can feel peace, even though you may have many problems. That's a challenging message. We look at that and we say, well, that's not realistic. But as somebody who has always had this tendency to be anxious, I was never peaceful. Most of my life was spent living in misery, to be honest with you, because I worried about everything imaginable. Once I finally got this through my thick head, and I still work on this every day, I've been able to experience a lot of peace. So give it a try. Turn to the Lord today and say, Lord, take over for me. My life is yours. You're in charge, Lord. Dave and Frank, thanks for being there in the studio. Even though you busted on me today, but that's all right. I deserve it.
What are friends for?
I hear you.
We really miss you, if you can't tell.
Yeah, it's fun. I miss you guys, too. I miss you guys, too. Now, tomorrow on the program, we're not sure. It's looking very... The odds are likely that we're going to do a Best Of show tomorrow and maybe even Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking at the director of operations. That's what he's thinking.
Tomorrow, I think tomorrow is pretty guaranteed that we'll, we'll be doing a best of. Wednesday, we'll certainly see. Let's see what the weather brings. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, as I said before, it's really about a good chance to be with our family. Mm-hmm. Really start to help others. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that you can do in these situations. As opposed, you don't have to look at the negative. There's positives mm-hmm. with it,
mm-hmm. right?
Yes. And I think that's ultimately what you do in the when we are having these type of storms.
A lot of people don't think. Again, remember, I'm from Erie. I grew up in this stuff, but
true.
Even though as I get older, I don't relish it as much as I used to, but there's a beauty. Look at God's beauty of the snowfall.
The beauty is amazing, especially like right after the snow finishes and you see it on the trees and everything looks so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Calm. Take that in. Take in the positive sides to this. And truthfully, the other piece to it is, what happens right after the storm? All of a sudden now, everybody's outside shoveling, and now all of a sudden you have community together.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I love that.
All battling the same thing.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of positives that come out from this. So we kind of tease and joke about the negatives, mm-hmm. but the reality is there is also positives that happen during these events.
Yeah, look in on your neighbors, folks. If there's a shut-in across the street, and just look in on your neighbors, make sure they're all right.
That's right. Great advice, guys. Let's conclude with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, who have taught us to chasten our bodies for the healing of our souls, enable us, we pray, to abstain from all sins and strengthen our hearts to carry out your loving commands through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever, amen. Thank you for listening. Remember that wherever you go today, whatever you do, even in the snow, God is with you. Turn around and say hi. I'll talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless, Gary.